Okay. Good morning.
早上好.
Right now, we have getting towards the end of a year in which we have talked about a theme, Jesus Christ is Lord of my family.
我们今天呢，已经到我们已经到了一个年呢，靠近年底了。我们一直在讲一个主题，就是耶稣是我家之主。
So sometimes family life is not very easy.
那么有的时候呢，家庭生活呢，其实并不简单。
Oh, I'm sorry. I have to prepare something. Please wait. Oh, can we turn that off? I have to tie something up. Okay. Larry, can you help me tie?
Sure.
Okay, and let me see if we can...
Well, spread it out?
Spread it out.
I'll just tie it across here.
Oh, we have to tie it differently.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we have to tie this up. So, spread it out.
Yeah, I'm thinking just tie like this.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Well, but that, okay, this is a problem. Okay, well...
Doesn't work.
So I've got to tie this up. It's a little hard. But that'll work. Can you see it?
能看见吗?
Good.
I hold it up for you. We cover the cross.
That's the point.
Yeah. How about put it down over here?
Okay. Can you see this? You know, I think the hard thing about family is sin. You know, this isn't working. Oh, I know. How about this? Yeah, because this is kind of... Sin is really hard, isn't it?
我们这个家庭影响家庭生活的就是这个罪。那罪是不是确实是很困难的事情？
You know, what's the hardest thing about family life?
那么家庭生活最难的部分是什么?
It's that mothers and fathers are sinners.
因为是母爸爸和妈妈都是罪人。
And our children are sinners.
那孩子呢也是罪人。
And the grandparents, I do not want to be disrespectful, but grandparents are also sinners.
那虽然我想对老人要尊敬，但是老人们，这个长辈们也是罪人。
So I think from many years of being a pastor, I have learned that for a lot of people, the hardest thing there is to forgive when there is a lot of pain in their family.
那我想呢，我做牧师这么多年呢，我发现呢，人最难做的一件事情就是能够在他的受到伤害有很大的伤痛的时候，很难的这个原谅。
You know, when you're young and a child, your parents, they do things that hurt.
我们当小朋友在小孩的时候呢，家长做一些事情呢，很多时候是对孩子有伤害。
They don't let us do what we want, and they make us do what we don't want.
那么他让我们不让我们做我们想做的，反而让我们做我们不想做的事情。
Oh, thank you. Oh, I hope I can get this off later. Yeah, and then when we get married,
那我们结婚以后。
Sometimes our spouse is also a sinner.
那我们的这个同伴呢，这个配偶呢，也是罪人。好吧。
Okay. And then, you know, what's really difficult is sometimes our in-laws, our mother-in-law, or our brother-in-law.
那有的时候呢，尤其是我们结了婚以后呢，我们还有这个我们。 我们的这个妻弟，这个我们的这个岳母，我们的这个婆婆，我们的
This is hard.
这些事情都非常的困难。
And then when we get really old, our children don't take care of us.
那我们当我们那人变，我们年纪变长以后呢，我们孩子有时候不照顾我们。
So you know, in China right now, they just have a new law that you can sue your children if they don't come see you.
那么你知道，在中国呢，现在有一个新的一个法律规定，就是说孩子必须要去看父母。
I think to sue your child, you must have a lot of pain.
那么如果你要真的是起诉你的孩子不看你的话呢，你心里肯定有很多的伤痛。
So in my opinion, sometimes the hardest thing in family is forgiving other family members that slowly over the years hurt us.
那么我想在家庭里面一个最难做的事情呢，就是原谅那些在长年以来慢慢在伤害你的人。
So, you know, this morning we're going to look at a Bible passage which talks about moving something which is really hard.
那么我们今天早上要看的经文呢，就是要看到怎么样把一个很难的事情给移开。
You know, Jesus comes here and what he says is, you have great faith, you can pray and you can move a mountain.
那么耶稣在给大家讲的时候，他说你们到这有很大的信心，你们可以把这个山移掉。
But, what is the mountain?
但是什么是山呢？
What is the mountain that he's talking about?
那么这个他讲的山是什么？
You know, in the Bible times, to have a mountain and to move it meant that you move something that is so hard, it's almost impossible.
那么在圣经的时代，那么讲到说移山的话，就是你几乎是不可能完成的事情。
And then he tells us what the mountain is.
然后他告诉我们说这个山是什么。
The mountain that it takes faith to move is the mountain of forgiveness in our heart.
那么他讲的说这个要移的山就是我们这个心里的这个原谅。
So we come to Jesus this morning and we ask, is there some pain in our family? Is there some hurt in our family that we need to forgive?
那么我们今天来到耶稣基督面前，有没有想在我们的心里面有没有一些伤痛，有些伤害，我们要需要去原谅。
Let's read, we're going to read Mark, the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11.
Yeah, 我们今天要读的圣经是在马可福音十一章。
So look at what he says. It says, Jesus answered, he's talking to Peter, and he says to him, have faith in God.
那么耶稣在给彼得回答说你们当信服神。
What he says then is, truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea.
那么我实在地告诉你们，无论何人对这座山说，你挪开此地，投在海里。
And he does not doubt in his heart, but he believes what is going to happen. It's going to be given to him.
那么他若心里不疑惑，只信他所说的必成，就必给他成了。
Isn't that amazing power?
是不是很令人惊奇的这个神的力量？
Amazing power to have faith to move a mountain.
是神的能力可以把这个山移去。
Is he telling us that we can move Mount Hood?
那么他是不是告诉我们今天把这个护德山给移走呢？
No, he's telling us the mountain that is hard to move is to forgive.
那么他是在告诉我们这个山很难移的山就是要去原谅人。
Look at what he says. He says, whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone.
所以他讲接着说，所以你们站着祷告的时候，若想起有人得罪你们。
If you have something against your mother, your father, your children, your brother, your mother-in-law.
如果你想到你的父亲、母亲、你的兄弟、你的岳母、你的婆婆。
This is hard.
那这要去原谅是很难的。
Not an easy thing.
确实不容易做。
So then he says, so that your heavenly Father may forgive you your transgressions. But if you do not forgive, neither will your heavenly Father forgive me of my sins.
所以好叫你们在天上的父也饶恕你们的过犯，你们若不饶恕人，你们在天上的父也不饶恕你们的过犯。
Let me just pray and ask God.
那么我们来祷告，来求告神。
Father, I just really pray that, you know, we all have pain, and some of us have great pain from things that have happened in our family.
我们天上的父，我们在来到你的面前祷告，我们每个很多人的心里都有伤痛，有的是从家庭的成员所受的伤痛。
We pray, Father God, that when there are those pains that go back many, many years,
那我们求告神，我们有的心里的伤痛，有的是在过去很多年里面造成的。
Help us to let go.
那么帮助我们今天就让他离开我们。
Speak to us this morning in your name. We pray. Amen.
今天就给我们讲话，我们这样祷告是奉靠耶稣基督的名，阿门。
You know, mountains are amazing.
那么山是很令人惊奇的事情。
I mean, you think about the mountain that is, you know, Mount Hood. That's a big volcano.
那么如果你看那个护德山的话呢，它是一个大的一个火山。
You know, some people think Beijing is flat, but there are apartment buildings with mountains on top. Did you know that?
那么你想北京的好像是平的，但是呢，有那个在那个北京的楼上呢，有楼顶上有山。
This is in Haidian.
但是这是在海淀区。
You never expect that, did you?
你从来没有想过山顶上还有楼，还有这个楼顶上还有山。
No, Beijing is flat.
那你说北京应该是平的。
But there's a mountain in the middle.
但是呢，那个楼顶上有个山。
And it's not Jinshan. Is that how you say it? Jinshan? Coal mountain?
哦，不是一个金景山，
景山，
景山，
不是景山。
You know, right there behind Google, there's a mountain, a little tiny, tiny hill.
Right, 这不是那个，这不是景山，不是故宫后边那个景山。
But this mountain is very tall. Look at it.
但是这个山呢，非常的高。
26 stories high and a mountain on top.
那在是26层以上有这么一座山。
You see, there's a doctor in Beijing in Haidian, and he lives on the very top.
那么在那个北京呢，有一个医生呢，他是住在26层上。
And on the top are water pipes and a few other things that are not very pretty.
那么在楼顶上这个平台上呢，有很多的那个外接那个排气管道。
You know, when I lived on the top of a building when we were in China.
Say it again.
I lived on the top floor.
Okay, 我在中国的时候，我是住在这个楼顶上。
And what I learned was there was a custom. If you lived on top, you sort of could do what you want on top.
那么如果你住在楼顶上的时候呢，你做什么东西都可以。
So sometimes people they put a little garden, they put a little tiny building, or they just go up there and they have a barbecue.
那么你在楼顶住在楼顶上的时候，你自己在很多人在上面呢建一个小的花园，可以甚至可以烧烤的地方。
Now you know in Shenyang this is only in the summertime, never in the wintertime. 太冷。
那么你知道在沈阳的时候，有的时候在冬天的时候会非常冷。
But Dr. Zhang, he didn't like some pipes, so he put some plants up top to cover them up.
那么这个张医生呢，他不喜欢那个楼顶上暴露的管道，所以呢，他就建了一些东西把它给盖起来。
And then around the plants, he realized the wind was coming, so he built like a little tiny small room.
那么他发现他盖的这些东西呢，有风呢在这个地方走，所以呢，他就盖了很多的房间。
And then he got an idea.
那么他就有了一个主意。
You know, let's build a big mountain.
那么我们在这个地方造座山吧。
Dr. John.Built a mountain on top of 26-story building.
那么这个张医生呢，就在这个26楼上呢，就盖了这么一座山。
Now some of it's rock.
那么有的呢是一些石头。
A lot of it's just wood that's painted.
那么有的呢只是一些人造的一些石头。
But slowly this mountain got bigger and bigger.
那但是呢这个山呢是越造越高。
Do you know how much money he spent building that mountain?
你知道他这个盖这个山花了多少钱吗？
$130,000, not renminbi, $130,000 to build that mountain.
他花了13万美金来盖这个山。
But you know some of the people were not happy.
那么但是你知道很多人呢，有些人不太愿意了。
You know, slowly as the mountain grew up, the people that lived below became afraid.
那么在这个山呢越高越高的时候呢，底下的人呢就开始担心了。
And the elevator was always dirty and messy.
那么这个它里面的升降电梯呢总是很脏。
Then they started having problems with their plumbing. So slowly, as it started to affect the people around, they contacted the owner or the builder, and then finally they contacted the city of Beijing.
那么他们这底下人就开始向这个城管呢，向这些物管呢，抱怨。
And a few weeks ago, the city of Beijing told him he had 15 days to take that whole mountain and to move it off the top of that building.
那不久之前的时候呢，北京的城管呢就通知他，让他15天之内呢把这个楼、把这个山给拆下来。
That man needs faith to move mountains.
那么这个人需要信心，要把这个山移掉。
15 days to move a mountain.
那么15天之内把山给移掉。
What's harder, to slowly build a mountain that you spend $130,000, or to take down a mountain that you have spent $130,000?
那么是花13万美金把这个山给盖起来难呢，还是把山给拆了难？
I think the hardest part is going to be taking the mountain down.
那我个人我觉得呢。 把山给拆了是更难一些。
Sometimes we build a mountain in our mind and in our hearts.
那么很多时候呢，我们在我们的心里边，在我们的我们会建一座山。
But the mountain actually just grows slowly.
那实际上这个山呢，是每天每天一点一点在长大。
We need prayer to move the mountain.
所以我们需要祷告来把山移掉。
Next slide.
再看下一张。
We need prayer to move mountains.
所以我们需要祷告来移山。
So here Jesus says, you know, if you have faith, you can move a mountain.
所以耶稣说，如果你有信心的话，你可以把山给挪开。
He's talking about prayer, and he says, whoever says to this mountain, be picked up and be thrown all the way into the sea.
那他说，无论何人对这座山说，你挪开此地，投在海里。God
will give it to you.
就必给你，给他成了。All
things that you ask for, believe, and it's going to be given to you.
那么，所以你任何你所求的事情，只要你相信，就必给你。Wow,
that seems like a really big promise, doesn't it?
那这个听起来是一个很大的一个应许。To
move mountains, we need faith.
那么所以呢，要移山的话呢，需要信心。So
with the next slide, we're going to talk about having faith to move mountains.
那么我们接下来我们要看看怎么样用这个信心来移山。You
see, what you have to know is the day before when Jesus entered Jerusalem, he cursed the fig tree.
所以我们知道，当耶稣进到耶路撒冷的时候，他诅咒了那个无花果树。You
know, when the fig tree was a symbol of Israel.
你知道这个无花果树是代表以色列。And
the next day, Peter sees that that whole fig tree dried up and withered from the roots up.
第二天，彼得看了整个树都干枯了。Peter's
amazed.
那么彼得呢，非常惊奇。Jesus
says, have faith in God.
那么耶稣说，要在神里面有信心。Have
faith to pray great things.
要有信心向神求大的事情。
But look at what he says. What an awesome prayer. If you pray for anything, all things that you pray for, if you believe you've received them, God will give it to you.
所以我告诉你，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。But
it makes me think, what is it that we want?
那么让我们就想，我们到底想要的是什么？
I mean, he says here, if you do not doubt in your heart, but you believe that what you say, it's going to happen.
所以他，你若心里不疑惑，只信他所说的必成，就必给他成了。But
what kind of things do we want?
那么什么样的事情是我们要需要的呢？
Yeah, we have to ask this question.
那么我们所以要问这个问题。In
the next slide,
我们接下来看的，we
realize we come to a man.
那么我们就会知道，我们是来了一个人的面前。
I don't know if you remember the story, but coming down from the mountain were Peter, James, John, and Jesus from when Jesus had his face changed and the cloud came.
那么当我们知道，当耶稣基督与他的门徒们从登山变相的山上下来的时候，
and Jesus' disciples were standing there.
那么耶稣基督的门徒站在那个地方，
with a big group.
那么他是一个一大群人。
And there's a father.
那么有一个父亲。
And that father comes straight to Jesus, and he asks something of Jesus.
那么这个父亲就来到耶稣基督面前，就要向耶稣基督求什么
？He asks Jesus to help his son.
他求耶稣基督来帮来救他的儿子。
His son maybe had epilepsy.
他的儿子好像有一种啊，有一种病
，a demon.
是被神被鬼所附。
And the father wanted his son to be healed.
这个父亲呢，希望他的儿子呢能够被治愈。
You know, we pray for our families. That's a good thing.
所以我们会需要为家庭祷告，所以这是好事情。
Every time anybody in the Bible comes and talks to Jesus because Jesus is God, that is praying.
那么在圣经里面，任何一个人来到耶稣基督的面前，向耶稣基督求什么，就是他这个人就在祷告。
And so what Jesus says to this father is, all things are possible if you believe.
那么耶稣基督就对这个父亲说，说啊，只要相信，任何事情都是可以，都可行。
And I think what the father says is so easy to understand.
那么这个父亲所回答呢是非常容易的，能够理解的。
I do believe a little bit.
那么他说呢，我相信。但是我信不足。
But help me have strong faith.
那么帮求主帮助我。
You see, God provides all kinds of promises to answer our prayer.
那么，所以我们看到神呢，给我们各种各样的应许来回应我们的祈求。
But what are the most important kinds of prayers?
那么我们对我们来说最重要的这个祷告是什么呢
？That God would give us a nice car.
那么是神给我们一个好车吗
？That God would give us a big house and a good job.
那么神给我们一个大房子，一个好工作吗
？You know, here Jesus is saying, "I will remove the mountain."
那么这个地方耶稣说的是，我要把山挪开。
So we have to ask, what is the mountain that Jesus is telling us to move?
所以我们要在这个地方要明白，耶稣基督要让我们移去的那个山是什么。
You know, when we talk about our families, those are really important things.
那么，如果我们讲到我们的家庭生活的时候，这些都是很重要的事情。
You know, I knew a story about a man who was concerned about his family.
那么，我知道有一个故事呢，是有一个人呢，他也是对他自己的家庭非常的关心。
It was an old man.
他是一个很老的人。
And you know, they had a house that looked out in front of a mountain.
那么他们有一个房子，他们直接看见的就是前面有座山。
And he loved his children, and he didn't want them to take a long, 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 long trip around the mountain to go buy food.
是，但是呢，他爱他的孩子们，他不希望他的孩子呢要绕远路去买啊，这个去买食物。
So what did he want to do for his children?
那么他要为他的孩子做些什么呢？
He wanted to move the mountain.
所以他想把山给移开。
Do you know this story?
知道这个故事吗
？I think you might know the story.
所以很多人可能知道这个故事。
愚公移山。
Yeah, the stupid man moving the mountain.
Well, I don't know about stupid. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
The foolish old man that thought he could move the mountain.
Yeah. 所以愚公移山。Yeah.
And if you know that story, you know that the idea of moving a mountain has a certain meaning.
那么你知道这个愚公移山的话呢，是有一些意义的。
You know, because what did he say?
那么这个人说什么呢
？You know, there was another man that came and said, "You foolish old man, you can't move the mountain."
所以有一个人来说，说你真是愚蠢呐，说你要把这个山给移。
And he said, "Well, I can dig."
但是呢，说呢，我可以挖山，不止。
And then my sons can dig.
那我的儿子也可以挖。
And then my sons, sons, and grandsons, and generation after generation, we can move this mountain.
所以我的儿子，他的子子孙孙一直挖山不止，可以把这个山给挖开。
The meaning of moving the mountain in 愚公移山 is perseverance and diligence.
那我在愚公移山告诉我们的是这个忍耐到底
，right？
是不是
？Is that what Jesus is talking about？
那这个我们在耶稣基督讲的是这个意思吗？
嗯嗯，
不是这个意思。
You know, it's not China.
因为这不是在中国。
It's the old ancient Near East.
因为它是在古代的近东地区。
They have different 成语。
他们有不同的idiom，不同的成语。
Yeah, you know, their idioms are different. They're not the same.
所以他们的成语跟这个是不一样的，这中国人。
A mountain is something that is so difficult to move, it's impossible.
那么山移山是非常困难的事情，几乎是不可能的事情。
So what it says here is to move the impossible by faith and prayer.
那么这个地方讲的是把不可能的事情移开，是通过我们的信心和我们的祷告。
What's hard for you?
那么对我们来说很难的事情是什么呢？
Life is full of difficulties.
那么生活里面有很多的难处。
Life is really hard.
那么过日子非常的困难。
Especially in family life.
尤其是在家庭里边，成员当中。
You know, when I became a Christian, I had a lot of hurt and a lot of pain.
那么当我变成个基督徒的时候，我心里面有很多的伤痛，很多的伤害。
I had to learn how to forgive.
那我还要学习怎么样去饶恕别人。
It's not easy.
因为这确实做起来不容易。
Hard.
非常难。
Right now, my daughter has spent the summer in the Philippines.
那么我现在呢，我的女儿呢是在菲律宾呢过了一个夏天。
She texted one time and asked about a Bible study for reconciliation and forgiveness.
那么她给我发了一个短信呢，就问我怎么样在圣经里面怎么样的和好和这个饶恕。
I told her to use this passage.
那我告诉她呢，要用这段经文。
You know, that's what made me think about it for today.
所以呢，我就想到了今天的这个讲道。
But the girls that she is leading a Bible study for have deep pain.
那么这个女孩她在她的这个所引领的这个圣经学习小组里面呢，她有很大的伤痛。
She's worked in a home with girls from 9 years old to 19.
那么她是在一个家里边呢，是这个里边的女孩呢，从9岁到19岁都有。
Orphans.
她们都是孤儿。
都是孤儿，对吧？ Okay, but, and this is what I don't know how to say in Chinese, every single one of them has been abused.
那么他们每个人呢，这些孩子呢，都是在受过一些伤害。
Not just physical.
他是虐待，就是。
Not just physical abuse.
不仅仅是身体上的虐待。
Not just physical abuse.
不仅仅是身体的虐待。
But they're abused because they're girls.
他们被虐待是因为他们是女孩。
They have pain.
所以他们心里面是有伤痛的。
Other people have sinned against them, and they have pain.
所以别人呢，对他们向他们犯了罪，所以他们心里就有了伤害。
And in those situations, many times it's family members that sin against them and cause the pain.
那么很多时候呢，是他们的家庭成员对他们向他们犯了罪，所以给他们有造成伤痛。
Will it be easy for them to forgive?
那么对他们来说。 原谅饶恕很容易吗？
No.
确实不容易。
Forgiveness is a process.
所以这个饶恕呢是一个过程。
You just can't do it right overnight.
你不能够一夜之间就成就。
You have to ask God to help forgive.
所以你要求神来饶恕。
Is there somebody in your family that has hurt you?
那么在你的家庭里面有没有人对你有所伤害呢？
We need to forgive.
所以你应该饶恕他。
But we need to ask God help to forgive.
所以我们要求神的帮助来饶恕。
Look at this next slide.
我们接下来看。
It's necessary to forgive.
那么我们知道呢，我们需要有这个原谅饶恕是需要的。
These are hard sayings of Jesus, hard words.
这些都是耶稣讲的所很难的话。
I mean, look at what he says. He says, when you stand praying. Standing, that's how they prayed.
所以他就说，你们站着祷告的时候，
forgive if you have anything against anyone, including your mother, your father, your mother-in-law, your father-in-law, your brother, your children.
所以你，如果你觉有，如果你有记想起有人得罪你们，就包括你自己的父亲、母亲、你的岳父、岳母、你的公公婆婆、你的孩子们、你的弟兄姐妹们。
And he connects it so that your Father in heaven would forgive you.
所以呢，如果你饶恕他，好叫你天上的父也饶恕你们的过犯。
Now, then he says something that I actually am difficult to understand. I'm uncomfortable with.
所以呢，接下来他讲的一些事情，讲的一些话呢，是很难，很难懂，而且我自己觉得也非常的不舒服来读这些话。
Because he seems to say, if you forgive other people, then God will forgive you.
因为他好像是在说，如果你饶恕了别人，神就会饶恕你。
But that's actually what he does say. I don't like it.
但是他确实是这么讲的。
You know, he says, if you do not forgive men, then your father will not forgive you.
所以如果你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
And if sin and pain has been building up for many, many, many years, so that it's like a mountain, it's hard to move.
所以但是我们知道，当我们的这个罪和这些我们的伤痛一年一年一年越盖得像一座山一样，我们是很难移去的。
Do you realize that Jesus said, move the mountain, and then immediately, right after that, he said, forgive.
那么我们看了以后，耶稣说把山给挪去，然后他马上就提到说要饶恕。
What is the mountain?
那么这个山是什么？
It's the difficulty of forgiving.
就是饶恕这样一个困难。
We can never read this passage and say that Jesus is talking about anything except forgiveness.
所以我们确实看到这个地方呢，耶稣不是在讲别的事情，就是在讲饶恕。
Because the words are together.
因为他们这两段经节是紧连着的。
Think about the Lord's Prayer. We prayed it this morning.
所以我们来想一想看这个主祷文。
You know, he says that we should pray in a way where we said, forgive us our debts as we've forgiven other people.
所以他讲说我免我们的债如同我们免了人的债。
And then he turns around at the end, right after the Lord's Prayer, and he says, if you forgive other people, God will forgive you. If you don't forgive, God won't forgive you.
然后紧接着耶稣就说如果你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯，你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
This is really hard.
确实这听非常难做到。
I mean, think about it. He's given this prayer and there's many items, but he only picks one to talk about.
那么他讲的主祷文里面讲了很多的项目，但他特别讲一件事情。
He doesn't go ahead and explain, give us today our daily bread.
那么他没有接下来讲说我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
He tells us one thing, forgive.
但是他告诉我们一件事情，就是饶恕。
Now, forgiveness is really hard.
但是饶恕确实是很难做到的。
You know, some of us have easy lives, but some people have painful lives.
那么有的人是过的日子很平和，那有的人过的日子很痛苦。
Other people's sin, we feel pain.
别人犯了罪，我们感受了这个伤痛。
And God wants to take this away.
但是神要把这个给挪去。
You know, what happens when we don't forgive?
那么你知道，如果当我们不饶恕的时候
，What happens until we forgive?
或者我们饶恕人以后会怎么样？
I want to show you something from Paris.
那我想给大家看一看有些从巴黎的这个照片。
You recognize the tower?
你们看到那个塔了没有
？This is the Eiffel Tower.
这埃菲尔铁塔。
You know, built up big and high.
Yeah, 这个埃菲尔铁塔是一个很高的一个塔。
And next to it is a carousel.
那么挨着它呢是一个那个是旋转木马。
In America, we call it a merry-go-round.
那么在美国呢，是叫做这个快乐的转圈。
You know, and when you're a child, they're really fun. You hop on and you go up and down and you go around and around.
那么就是你小孩子很喜欢，你跳上去以后，你就在上面一圈一圈转。
And you know, if you're not adventurous, you get inside of like a little carriage and you just sit.
那如果不想骑马的，不想冒险的话，你可以坐在一个小马车里边。
And you go around and around.
所以一直在转啊转。
But when you're adventurous, you get on the horse.
那么如果你是那种有探险精神的人呢，你就骑马。
I know, I was 5 years old once. When you're 5 years old and you get on that horse and you go up and down and up and down and around, it's fun.
那么说当你五岁的时候你骑在马上你上上下下然后一直转圈
you know, you're like a cowboy
然后你
shooting all the Indians around
你跟个牛仔一样然后你就把周围的印第安人都打死了
around and around and around
那么一直在绕在绕
pain goes around and around and around
那么伤痛也是在我们脑子里面也是这样一圈一圈在转
Sometimes things happen and they go around and around in our heads these memories over and over and over again
我们有些那样的一些记忆呢我们一直在我们自己的脑子里面也是一直一直在转
And they go away but then they come back
那么有时候就好像不记得了然后呢又回来了
And then the memory comes back and we go around and around in the head
所以呢我们的记忆呢有的时候又回到脑子里面一直在那儿转
and it's not very fun
这个确实是不好
we have to let go
我们应该让那个地方让一些离开我们
we have to get off of the merry-go-round
所以我们应该从那个旋转木马上下来
well not only is it like a merry-go-round it's also like something that happened not in Paris but in Chicago let's go to Chicago
所以我有也好像就跟在芝加哥一样我们来看看芝加哥
Do you guys know this? The Ferris wheel.
那么你们知道吗？这个摩天轮，第一个摩天轮是费里斯做的这个摩天轮。
So it's the World's Fair, 1893.
这是这个世博会，是1893年的世博会一个摩天轮。
You know, and you build a big tower, and you have this thing that goes around and around, except it goes up and down.
那么你就是上了这个摩天轮以后，你就在上面一上一下一直在转。
And I have found that when I don't forgive, it's a problem because I go up, my mood is really good, but then I begin to remember things and my mood begins to go down and down and down.
那我不饶恕人的时候，我的思绪也像这样一样，有的时候我非常非常高兴，但是我想起别人对我的伤害，我的这个情绪越来越低。
Have you had that happen?
那么你有没有这样的经历呢？
You know there's pain.
你知道你心里边有伤害。
And you're doing really well, and your mood is very, very good, and then you begin to remember, and your mood and your feelings go down and down and down.
那么你情绪本来非常高、非常高兴的时候，但是你想起来你的伤痛，然后你就情绪越来越低落，一直到低谷。
The merry-go-round goes around and around. The thoughts go around and around in our head.
旋转木马一直在转我们的思绪也是在一直在脑记忆在脑子里边转
and our moods go up and down and up and down
那我们的情绪呢就一直在像摩天轮一样 一上一下在转
No, I have a theory
那我有一个理论
Next slide
那我们来看看下一张
Okay, I think This is what I think I read it someplace
那我这是我想我读过这样一件事情
I read it in a book but then other books don't say this
那么我在一本书里看到，但是别的书不这么讲。
What he said to George Ferris when he did the Ferris wheel.
那么这个乔治费里斯他在做这个设计这个摩天轮的时候。
Where does the idea come from?
那么他的这个主意从哪来的呢
？Well, look at these two pictures.
那我们来看一看这两个图片。
You see, you have the tower and the carousel that goes around and around.
所以你看到有一个塔然后有一个那个旋转木马一直在旋转
But if you build a tower and you take the carousel and you turn it up like this it goes up and down and up and down and up and down
但是他就想到在另外一个地方我就建一个塔然后我把这个旋转木马呢把它给竖起来让一直上下的来回转
This guy is brilliant
那么这个人呢是非常聪明
When we don't forgive that happens to us
那么我们如果不饶恕人的时候这样的事情就会也发生在我们身上
the thoughts and the memories go around and around
那么我们在脑子里的思绪呢就一直在脑子里边一直在转
and the mood goes up and down
那我们的情绪就随之而跟着上上下下
and God says let go
那么神说丢弃这些吧
God says get off
那么离开这些吧
How?
那么怎么做？
How do you get rid of the thoughts?
那么你怎么样能够把脑子里的思绪给出去？
How do you get rid of the pain?
那么你怎么样把心里的苦痛给出去？
God says to untie it.
那么神说是把它给解开。
解开？
解开。
解开。The word for forgive in Greek is apoluo.
那么在这个饶恕的这个希腊文呢叫 apoluo.
Forgive.
是就是这个饶恕的意思。
Luo means to tie up, to tie.
那么希腊文的这个 luo 的意思呢就是把它给绑起来。
And apo means away from or undo.
Apo 就是的意思就是把它给解开，就是把它那个解起来打开。
So what he tells us to do is untie our connection with the thoughts and the pain and our grudges and let them go.
所以饶恕的意思就是把我们与这些我们的记忆、我们的苦痛那些事情给脱离开，给解开，是让那些事情离开我们。
We get off so they don't go around and around and up and down and up and down.
所以我们离开那些，所以这些事情就不在我们的脑子里面一直在转。
But when there's deep pain, it's really hard.
但是呢，我们心里有伤痛的时候呢，确实非常难。
Is there something hard for you to forgive?
那么在你有没有一些很难的事情啊，需要饶恕的
？From years going back.
也许是很多年很多年积累下来的。
Untie it.
那么就把它给解开吧。
But it's not easy.
但是呢，确实不容易。
I think we have to have faith and prayer.
所以我想，我们应该一定要有信心，还有祷告。
You see, when Jesus says, "Have faith in God," and then say to this big mountain of pain, "Be thrown into the sea." He knows it's hard.
那么，所以当耶稣说把这个山给挪，像这个苦痛给啊，给丢到海，像山一样丢到海里去，他知道这个事情不容易。
That's why we have to pray and ask for God's help.
所以这是为什么我们要祷告，我们要需要寻求神的帮助。
So I think when Jesus says, "Take the mountain and throw into the sea."
所以我觉得当耶稣基督说把这个山挪开，丢到海里去
，It's really saying God.All this pain, all these memories, all these really bad things, take them away from me.
那就好像在说神，我这些所有的痛苦的记忆，所有这样一切的事情，你拿去给丢开。
This kind only comes out with prayer and fasting.
那么这样的事情呢，只有通过我们的这个祷告，还有我们的禁食才能做到。
And I think.We need to be like the man's father that was concerned about his son.
所以我们就像那个孩子的父亲一样。
I mean, what did he say? Jesus said, all things are possible.
那么耶稣说，凡事都可能。
But the man said what we all need to say.
那么这个父亲说的话就是我们都需要说的话。
I believe, but help me, Lord, with my faith.
那么他说我相信但是我信的不足求神你来帮助我
Is there something bothering you?
那么是不是有些什么事情在影响他呢
Get off the merry-go-round
所以我们要从那个旋转木马上跳下来
Get off the Ferris wheel
我们从那个摩天轮上跳下来
Ask for God's help
我们寻求神的帮助。
You see what sin and pain has done?
你看到这个罪与伤痛所造成的结果吗
？What has it done? Can you hold this? What is Jesus asking us to do?
那么耶稣基督要我们做的是什么呢
？Untie，
就是把这个给解开。
And when we do, do you know what returns？
你知道如果当我们这样做的时候，我们会学了什么吗
？Jesus and His cross。
我们就看了耶稣和他的十字架。
It's pretty good, huh?
很不错,
pretty good.
Yeah. 确实很不错, yeah. 是不是?
Pain, Jesus.
那么我们看到伤痛, 拿开, 是耶稣。
That's what we do.
这就是我们把解开, 丢掉, 就是我们要做的。
Let me pray.
我们祷告。
Father, you know that in our families,
天父你知道在我们的家庭里边,
that sometimes there is pain.
那么有的时候是有一些伤痛。
You know that sometimes in our families there's a lot of hurt.
那么在我们的家庭里面也有时候很多伤害。
And the memories go around and around.
我们这样的一些记忆就一直在我们的脑海里边来回转。
And you know that when the memories go around and around, the mood goes up and down.
那我们知道当这些伤痛的记忆在脑海里边走的时候，我们的情绪也会因之受影响。
We need your help.
我们需要你的帮助。
We ask you, God, that in our families you would bring reconciliation.
我们祈求你能够帮助我们在家里面有和好。
Love.
有爱。
And freedom from pain.
有脱离苦痛的自由。
Help us to forgive by loving.
帮助我们, 让我们通过爱来饶恕。
And help us to love by forgiving.
帮助我们, 通过饶恕来去爱。
As you have forgiven us.
就像你爱我们一样。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
通过耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。